The Drive is brought to you on demand by Assignar Construction Operations Software. Visit keepbuilding.com for a free demonstration and see how much your business can save.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Football at 4. Here's The Drive with Tyler Columbus and D-Mac.
Coach Fangio updating the injuries. Chuck Glasgow, Shelby Harris.
What's Bradley's status for Sunday?
Questionable.
Graham?
Doubtful.
Jamar?
He'll play.
Shelby?
He'll play.
Okay. About Glasgow, test results?
Yeah, everything's come back good on him. You know, all the tests were positive. I was supposed to say negative, but positive as we view them.
All right.
Well, no, I think negative is actually good in that one, Coach. I actually would have understood if you said negative. That would have been a positive thing.
Yeah, okay. Chubb, what'd you do?
Yeah, he did yesterday about the same as he did on Wednesday. He did more today, so hopefully he'll be able to make it, but we'll see.
And then they talked about, you know, did Chubb actually warm up before the Giants game?
No, he didn't do it last Sunday. We knew enough, you know. See how he wakes up tomorrow. We're going to do a little walkthrough out there tomorrow, too.
Okay. There you go. It's kind of interesting. It's, they knew Chubb was, I mean, I guess it wasn't really a game-time decision with Chubb. They kind of knew that he wasn't good to go last week.
Yeah, a little bit surprising, I guess. I would assume that it came down to game-time decision based off the way that they managed his workload, which maybe disproves my theory. I mean, my theory was that if he was practicing throughout the week, he's at least going to go out there this weekend and warm up. And you probably have an individualized warm up, and the trainers would go through it and say, hey, how do you feel? You feel good? You want to go? And he's probably going to be like, great. Yeah, let's go. Mm-hmm. Or he says, nope, don't feel good. But last week, they didn't even do that. And last week, he did practice some throughout the week. It was very similar in nature. So I guess Lord knows. Seriously, who knows what's going to happen with Bradley Chubb this weekend?
By the way, on the text line, and it is a no offense Friday, if you want to fire those off, say no offense, then you can say anything. It's a great freedom that we have in society. Joey Bag of Donuts. Did Kliss just say Darby is the team's best corner? He said it a couple of times, actually. Got my attention. I'm like, okay. Is Ronald Darby the best corner on the Denver Broncos?
No, not in my opinion. No.
So what do you think when Kliss just said that?
I guess I think he was referring to like highest paid, recent addition, you know, you've got the 3-year deal. I don't know. I mean, maybe Mike meant it. Maybe he meant he's the best corner on the team.
I thought he did, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he seems like by far the most likely guy to lose his job to Patrick Surtain as soon as Patrick Surtain is ready to rock and roll. Pat's not going to go in there, and he's not going to play on the slot, and he's definitely not going to replace Fuller at the number one spot. So I guess I would just flat out disagree.
Okay. The best corner.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it caught me by surprise, but okay. I think Surtain's going to do.
You know, good opportunity for him. Great opportunity. He's going to be going up against Laviska Shenault a lot. They've got a situation out there in Jacksonville where, yeah, they're going to throw the ball a lot because most of the time they end up down behind and, you know, they end up with a lot of passing yards. But it's not always like a real test because they're playing from behind a lot. Laviska is a good matchup for Patrick Surtain in his first ever game because they're both physical players. Laviska is not necessarily the fastest dude on planet Earth, but dang is he physical, and dang is he going to run through anybody. And you better be dang sure that you're going to gang tackle that guy, because if you try to get him with an arm or you try to go down by yourself, you're just not going to get him. But I like the matchup because Pat Surtain is a tall, physical corner who should match up well against physical wide receivers. So I think it's a good opportunity for him to go out there and match up against a guy that in theory shouldn't be any sort of mismatch on him. Although D-Mac, I mean, in theory, there shouldn't be anybody that's a mismatch on him. I mean, you did draft him very high in the first round. So there should be very few people in the entire NFL that are a mismatch for Pat Surtain.
No offense. I think Kliss has been hit in the head with the football too many times. LOL Jeeves. No, Mike's good. It's his opinion. He's entitled to it. Darby played really well last week. There's somebody with Mike Kliss's back right there. Okay.
I thought every corner got beat last week. They all had their moments. Fuller got beat. Darby got beat. Patrick Surtain got beat. It was not a perfect performance. I mean, do I think Darby's a good player? I do. I know what his history says. He's an above-average corner. I mean, if you go back and you watch all of his film and you add it all up, he's an above-average corner that's getting paid darn near elite money. He's not as good as the contract he has, but he's a dang good football player. So what does that mean? I don't know. It means he's a good football player. He's not perfect. He's not the best on this team.
I'm looking at Pick'em right now, and if you want to play Pick'em, why wouldn't you? You can get a $250 gift card to King Soopers by winning every week. Season long, you get groceries to King Soopers for a year. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. All the
I know, I was ticked off last week when all I needed was the Ravens to beat the Raiders, and I was going to win. You know, I was going to win. I was going to get groceries for the wife, you know?
You know, it's so funny. I think,
can we win? Do we get anything?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, well, I would have had the bragging rights.
You would have had those.
Yeah.
There was a year where there was some sort of financial incentive for those of us on the... That was a long time.
Are you sure? I thought last year there was.
I don't know. I never got anything. But nor did I earn it. It's so funny you bring up the Raiders. Because I'm going through now. We are, as a team, going against the Zoakley Show. And we're 1-0, by the way.
How we doing? We should pull it up. I'm going to pull them up.
I've done some scouting.
You have?
I have the exact same picks as it stands right now as Bran Stokely.
Oh, is that right?
Exact same picks.
Wow.
You have the most unique pick out of the four of us.
I do. Tell me about it. I don't know what it is.
Pick them, unless these, you know, dum-dums, nitwits, change things the last minute. But if things just go as stands right now, it's all about Pittsburgh and the Raiders. Everybody has Pittsburgh except you. You have the Raiders.
Right. Right.
Even now, after that dominating defensive performance about the Steelers in Buffalo, you have the Raiders. Why?
You know, every week I try to pick one that is going to be different. And, you know, sometimes that hurts me. Sometimes it helps me. But I try to pick one game that I feel like is going to be radically different than the rest of the field. Because for the most part, when you do pick them, this is... You're just picking the best football team. There's no odds. You don't have to overcome anything. It's just literally the winner, right?
Right, that's
and
right.
So you got to pick some unique things sometimes. So I try to find a game that there's just a resemblance of hope that somebody else is going to win when everybody thinks it's obvious it's going to be the Steelers. This one to me isn't a game I would go lay money on. I wouldn't go try to put the bankroll down on the Raiders winning this game. But I do think that the Raiders are just a dang good offensive team, really good offensive team. And I think Big Ben just looks stiff. He just doesn't look like he's his old self. I don't buy that the Steelers are as good as they were in week one. And so, you know, that's just my one. That's my one flyer game of the week. Not financial advice. That's pick'em advice.
No, it's kind of coming down to that game, it looks like, right now. I mean, I'll go through it quicker, and who knows, because Zach hasn't done the second half of his games yet. But on the surface right now, that's the game.
Well, that's the beauty of this, is that we can keep track of this, and as we get closer, if it comes down to something like that and we look like we're in good shape, all I got to do is I go in there and I go back over to the favorite.
Well, it's just a heads up. That right now, it looks like that's the game. So we'll see. We'll see how things shake out. We have we had a very quirky behind-the-scenes decision to make on the show. Really quirky decision, and it'll play out with the X factor in this game. Details about that next.
Hey guys, Tyler Palumbus here to tell you about my new friends at Assignar. Colorado contractors get paid faster and save big time money with Assignar managing their construction operations. From instant crew and equipment scheduling to digital time tracking and forms, contractors using Assignar are averaging $30,000 per year in savings. Collect data from the field to make informed decisions from the office with Assignar platform and mobile app. Go to keepbuilding.com to request your free demonstration of Assignar and see how much your business can save.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and T-Mac.
So no offense Friday. No offense, but does Tyler know Josh Jacobs is out against Pittsburgh? Did you know that Josh Jacobs is out against Pittsburgh?
I did know that Josh Jacobs was questionable, but I guess I did not know that he was officially out. But no, I mean, like I said, that's not financial advice. That is a game that when I'm doing pick'em, I'm trying to find a separator. So that's called a separator game.
I just don't want you to blow it for us. That's all,
dude. Don't worry about me. I was in the lead last week.
You were
you're talking to the big dog here.
Okay.
Like when you pick up the big dog, you can give me advice on the games that I'm picking. But I'm the big dog right now.
Is the big dog gonna bark, growl, or whimper this weekend?
Well, it depends. What's going on? I mean, are you talking about my back? Are you talking about me getting mad at you? Are you talking about, like, what am I barking or growling at?
I just go with football picks, but it sounds like there's some other alternatives.
Well, I hope I'm howling. That's what I hope I'm howling, right?
Behind-the-scenes stuff. Vito Stellino is a Hall of Fame writer.
Yeah.
He came to my attention maybe, I don't know, man, like 15, 16 years ago at a Super Bowl. And it was just like, who is this guy? Because he was just a very quirky sounding guy. And I found out later he's one of the most highly respected football writers in America. And he just so happens to live and cover Jacksonville of all teams. When I first saw him, I thought for sure he was like a New York City sort of guy. I mean, he had that sort of gravitas and sort of presence. And I was actually kind of shocked to find out, you know, he's in Jacksonville covering the Jaguars. I was like, wow,
okay.
That seems like a waste of time, but okay. We have had Vito on for years, and we get the same response every time because he's got a very odd-sounding voice.
Yes.
So I have nothing but...
He's a legend, man. Yeah.
He's a legend. He's very, very bright, but I know when we interview him, he drives people crazy because his voice is so quirky. So what we've done, because he is, you know, he does have a lot of insight and he's a great guy to talk to, but I know he drives people nuts at the exact same time. So we have the entire interview with Vito that we did before the show online at denverfan.com. It's kind of an interview podcast thing. So if you're really, really into things or you just frankly want to hear more of the quirkiness of his voice, you can find our entire interview. What am I talking about? Well, here's an example.
What they've got going for them this week is...
Hold on. Though I want to start with this. Sorry. Here's an example.
Has Urban Meyer already worn out his welcome with the fan base?
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's made some mistakes. He got dinged for not practicing the right way during OTAs. And you know, he hired that strength coach who had his, you know, his problems. And I think the problem is most of his career, he's always had better players than the other team has had. I think we kind of agree with that, you know.
That was 27 seconds. In fact, 3 seconds was actually Tyler. It was 24 seconds of Vito, and I know we're going to get complaints about that.
No. Are you kidding me? How could they complain about that? That was concise. That was to the point. That was information right there.
Vito went on to answer that question about like 2 minutes of ripping on Urban Meyer, which was very insightful and very interesting. I just know it would drive people nuts.
So picture like Mike Kliss in 20 years.
Oh, my God. Now, I'll tell you this. Vito has had that same exact voice and the same mannerisms, Tyler. I mean, he had it 16 years ago. I'm just going to guess he's always, you know, kind of sounded like that.
Yeah.
I love Vito. Again, I love Vito, but it could drive you nuts. So you can find it at denverfan.com. The whole thing, breaking down Urban Meyer. He's another guy that basically says Urban Meyer won't be there for more than a couple of years and that they've kind of just lost control. It just is kind of going on the same pattern, Tyler, of what we keep hearing down there. But I want to bring up the X factor. Now, this is Vito. It's short, though, okay? So hang in there. This is Vito talking about the weather.
What they've got going for them this week is the weather. I think Denver's going to be a little shocked when they get off the plane, see how hot and muggy it is. They better be doing a lot of hydrating this week.
So there you go. This is the X factor in the game. The weather.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us, Tyler. Go into a place that's muggy, humid. Break it down for us. How much does that matter or doesn't matter?
Well, I think it matters a lot when you go down to Florida. If you haven't been in that type of heat in a long time, then it could really affect you. I don't think that this is going to be a big deal this weekend because, number one, we're not that far removed from the heat that we forget what that felt like. Like, we've had a lot of hot days around here. Now, we haven't had the humidity, and that's the biggest part for players to get adjusted to. I think that's also the biggest reason why the team is going down an extra day early, so the guys can get hydrated, so that fluids are not an issue for them. I looked at the weather report, and you know, it doesn't look like anything insane to me. On Sunday, it's supposed to be 85 degrees. It's supposed to be like 51% chance of rain, and there's going to be strong humidity, like 78% humidity. Okay, like, yeah, that's humid for sure. Way different than Colorado. It's not supposed to be like some bright, sunny day. I think it's going to be a little bit gloomy, a little bit overcast. So you're not dealing with the sun and the humidity. You're mainly just dealing with the humidity. I don't think that's a big deal. I really don't.
Okay.
Like if it gets wet, if it gets sloppy, that's a different question, right? If the field is not good, if the ball is difficult to hold on to, those are new and different challenges. But I don't see anything particularly challenging about the weather this weekend.
Okay. It's just been brought up a couple times, and you know. Vito. I see people on the text line. They're so nice. Played the whole interview. We love Vito, all that sort of stuff, which is great. You can find the whole thing at denverfan.com, and I appreciate that you love Vito. I love Vito, too. It doesn't really bug me, but I understand where, you know, people just are like, it's nails on a chalkboard. But it's really cool stuff. And again, you can just find more about insight on the game from Vito's perspective at denverfan.com. So No Offense Friday, we have somebody on hold, Adam. Hang on. He wants to challenge you on something, Tyler.
Yeah, no offense, but you got to hold on.
Okay.
Sup.
If you had any no offenses, 303-713-1043. It's The Drive on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
We'll have a fire up at 5 o'clock. Richie Carney is working his tail off.
Well, it worked last week, didn't it?
It did. And Richie is coming back from that big Eagle show from last night that he was smuggling secret video of life in the fast lane out to us.
Right.
Appreciated that. Joe Walsh can shred at 73. You knew, of course, that was Joe Walsh.
Oh, of course, yeah. I knew the whole time, yeah. Yeah, didn't Google it at all, no.
No, no need to Google it. Let's go to Adam. It's a No Offense Friday. Say no offense, and you can say anything, depending on what FCC rules you're going to break. But go ahead, Adam.
No Offense Friday, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good. We're great. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Just got off work, and love listening to you guys. I'm an old fan of DMAC, but
thank you, Adam.
Yeah, no offense. I don't disagree with you, Tyler. I agree with you. I think the Raiders are definitely going to beat Pittsburgh.
Oh, well, thank you. No offense taken at all.
Oh.
I mean, absolutely no offense taken that you think they're going to win. All right, I'm curious, though. I mean, honestly, I picked that game, honestly, more because I needed a separator and pick them when there's no spread that's on the line. Why do you think they're going to win?
You know, I think the Raiders just have the momentum. They have the youth. One thing that really stuck out at the end of the game when Derek Carr was talking about the young receiver that won the game for him, pointing out, you know, that young man's there at 6 o'clock when, you know, he's asking for people to be there throwing passes. And it just seems like, you know, Pittsburgh can find a way to lose a game they're supposed to win. And Big Ben should have just retired. So I think overall they're going to get him.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
T-Mac thought he was kidding me. He thought he was setting me up to get got. I think he had my back.
He had my back. You know, me and Mike Evans were doing our award-winning pregame show.
Yes.
You know, have we won an award for that? Actually,
I'm sure you have.
I don't know.
If not, I'm sure Eileen will send you something.
My mom?
Yeah.
All she needs is to send me is her love.
Well, that's all any son could ask for.
And understanding.
Believe me.
And compassion. And sympathy. All those things.
Forgiveness.
We're
also
watching. We got the Steelers-Bills game on. And Mike and I are doing the show. Excellent. Flawlessly. And we just kept waiting for the Bills to just kind of turn out the lights on Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh was doing nothing. I mean, they weren't moving the ball. It was just, even their defense wasn't playing that great at the time. But every time you looked up, it was like, oh, they stopped him again or okay, this. And still Ben wasn't doing anything. And then as the game went, it was like, well, first of all, they got a huge special teams play. because they got a block punt for a touchdown. I don't know if they win the game if they don't get that. But Ben made some big passes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh, my God. When is this guy just going to go away already? The guy can't move. He doesn't look athletic whatsoever, but he can still huck a football. And we couldn't believe he got it done. And well, I think he will wear out eventually. I think it's terrible for Pittsburgh, actually, but it was amazing they got the win that they did.
Well, what you're saying is all the things that I always say when I say I don't buy into these quote-unquote mobile quarterbacks. Like, if you can't win on 3rd and 8, you can't win in the NFL. And if you can't consistently pick up 3rd downs, you're darn sure not going to win Super Bowls. So the fact that Big Ben can still pick up a 3rd and 8, it doesn't matter if he's not mobile. It doesn't matter if he can't run for the 1st down. It really doesn't. I do think that that's an opportunity for the Raiders to make a statement win, though. I mean, I look at Darren Waller, and I don't know who the heck is going to cover Darren Waller. I really don't. Pittsburgh's got a great defense. They looked really good last week. I'm sure they're going to continue to look good. But do they got somebody that can cover Darren Waller? I don't know. I don't know about that. Big Ben, though, man, he's going to be a fascinating guy to keep your eyes on. I agree with you. He is stiff. He looks old. He feels like he's going to be the type that falls off a quick off the cliff quickly because he doesn't take care of his body the way that these other guys have. But this year, you know, I guess he lost like 5 pounds. So apparently he's in good shape.
No offense, D-Mac, but the correct grammar is Mike Evans and I, not me and Mike Evans. Hey, Mr. Erdman, calm down. Mr. Erdman was my 7th grade English teacher.
See, I knew that too, obviously. Like, I was going to ask who that was, but then I knew you would just tell me, yeah.
No offense, I'd rather listen to Tyler and my mother-in-law talk for 3 hours than D-Mac. Oh, my
God.
That's not nice.
You don't even mean that. Person doesn't even like their mother-in-law.
They did say no offense, though. But that's what you can do. Magical powers. Oh, we have another caller? Look at this. Yes. So exciting. 2.
Are they coming after me again? Is this no offense? They're coming after me?
I'm not going to make any promises. Zach, go ahead.
All right, D-Mac. I just shot this text to you before. I'm just going to say this very quick. No offense, but when you're saying that we shouldn't take that Giants win for granted, did you see that the Giants put up 30 on WFT? Did you see that?
I did.
All right. Well, guess what? Look at that Broncos defense last week. We shut down that New York team. And by the way, WFT has a great defense.
Okay. All right, Zach. Well, I'm not picking against the Broncos. You realize that, Zach, right? I hope it's not cloudy about what I'm doing here.
No, I like it. I like where Zach's at, man. I like where he's at right now. It's been a long time, and I guess I do struggle with that a little bit of, like, how much do you want to live in the moment and just enjoy the win? For me, it's a 24- to 48-hour window. You won that game against the Giants, and you should pretend like you won the Super Bowl every time you win a game in the NFL. I don't care if it's the Giants. I don't care if it's the Jags. You win a game, enjoy that for 24 to 48 hours. And then you flush it, and then you move on, and then you think about all the reasons why it wasn't that big of a deal. So I agree, man. Yeah, our defense looked great against the Giants. Sure, the Giants put up more points against the Washington football team than they did against us. But that's still not a great team. Like, the Giants are not a great team. So let's not think that we've arrived anywhere. Although I like Zach. I like where his head's at. I just tried to get out of that mode after 24 to 48 hours.
Let's see here. No offense, but it would have been a lot cooler if you made the interview with Vito easier to find. I love Vito. James and Lakewood. Right, well, I retweeted a link that Kevin Kistner put out there. So you just go to even Kevin Kistner or DMAC1043 on Twitter, and boom, just click it. It's a little tricky sometimes to navigate around. We have such tremendous content at DenverFan.com.
It's a lot of it, right?
There is a lot of it.
We've got bloggers, we've got columnists, we've got senior writers and John Clayton. I'm not quite sure where Mike Evans fits into all of that.
He's one of them.
Right?
Yeah, that's what his mom calls him. No offense, DMAC, but do you know they want to quiz me about rock? Well, this is easy for me. But do you know what famous Southern rock band originated in Jacksonville? And then they give a ridiculous hint. But I'm going to go ask you this. There's two.
See, you're going to ask me a question that you know I have zero chance of actually answering.
Huge rock. There's a rock.
Well, can I get Google up first or no?
If you want to. It's cheating. But there's a huge rock star who sadly is dead now. And then there's a band whose kind of most of the members originate from Jacksonville. Jacksonville's known for 2 different rock icons. One's a band, one's an individual. Do you know either? One of them's dead. Well, actually, The other one, there's dead members in that. No, that's a little old band from Texas. They're from Texas, not Jacksonville, Florida.
No, I mean, I have not a clue. Like, I definitely need more hints. Right. Like, I probably, if you give me 10 hints, it's probably not enough. But
would you like?
If
would
you
like
want to keep
the,
going? Right, we can keep playing.
Would you like the musical hint?
Sure.
Musical hint. Oh, come on! I'm gonna get out my lighter.
Pink Floyd.
Floyd's from England.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. Like, I'm not good at music. It's just not my deal.
You don't know this song right here.
So, ask me again. No, hold on. Hold on. You should ask me again.
I'm not going to ask
you
again.
No, ask me again.
I understand that's annoying. You don't know it.
Just ask me it again.
I'm not going to ask you.
Do you know?
I do.
Do you know?
I do know.
You don't know?
I know.
Do you know?
Free Bird.
Do you know?
Free Bird. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Boom. I would have never guessed Jacksonville.
Tom Petty, also from Jacksonville.
Is that right?
That is correct. Yes.
Well, you know, he does like the beaches. Makes a little more sense.
Now, here's the tricky part. By rock and roll law, you cannot turn off Freebird once you start Freebird.
Oh, yeah, tricky.
The problem is this song is 19 and a half minutes long.
Well, sounds like we got a free 19 minutes coming up.
It's two for Tuesday on a Friday. We'll play this and then give me three steps. That's a shorter version, but yes. Richie was wondering why the Eagles didn't play this song last night. But there you go. There's your Jacksonville rock and roll knowledge right there.
I would have gotten there eventually.
You would have gotten there. Well, at what point would you have known this song?
Well, when you said Leonard. Really doesn't come in that heavy right there.
I'm as free as a bird now?
You pointed like it was going to come in heavy.
Wait, he said free as a bird now. You wouldn't have guessed free bird after the guy said I'm as free as a bird now?
Yeah, no, maybe.
You know what? This is the best thing Jacksonville has going for him. And Tom Petty.
Yeah, but do you know what a 3-4 under FUP is? Huh? Huh?
No idea.
You know what the FUP is? I bet you don't.
The FUP?
Yeah, the FUP.
That's something I have to take a pill for?
The free safety's up in the box, buddy.
Enjoy your Friday.
You know what SUP is?
I do now. Yeah. We have the fire up coming
SUP
up.
SUP now.
It's a Friday. Look outside. You live in Colorado, not Jacksonville. How lucky are you?
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Denver's sports station. 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
Just feels good to not be alone, buddy. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one the text line's yelling at. No, sir.
Well, listen. Again, a mile long, 3 inches deep.
Yeah.
I looked it up. Gainesville's only an hour and 13 minutes from Jacksonville. So when I say that Tom Petty is from Jacksonville, you could easily argue that he's really from Jacksonville.
Right.
Not Gainesville.
Not even that, man. Could have been so much worse. You could have said, like, Pink Floyd.
I am an idiot, though.
It just feels good that when you were trying to stump me, you're in your wheelhouse, man. Like, you're driving. You're driving down the freeway that only you know.
How can I get
you
that
grew
wrong?
Up, like, in the backwoods out there in Massachusetts. That's you're terrible. Like, only I would know this route. So let me pop quiz Tyler. Well, you and, like, everybody else. But, you know, you just knew that it wasn't my wheelhouse. It feels good that you got punked in your own wheelhouse.
I can't believe it. He's from Gainesville, not Jacksonville. Feels like the same place, though, Gainesville, Jacksonville, doesn't it? But it's not. I understand it's not.
No.
By the way, this is, you know, we were talking about, like, those football songs, like, or songs that people sing. University of Florida sings this song at their games, and it's pretty cool. Because he's from Gainesville.
Thank you so much. God bless y'all.
You're right, Timmy.
Gainesville. Jacksonville.
Same thing.
I mean, Samsonite.
I mean, is Boulder and Denver the same thing?
Sure.
Sure. I mean, if we said, what's like a band from Boulder?
I just love that you got punked when you were punking me. Like, that just, oh, like that, like, oh, that feels good.
Satisfying. Give me a band from Boulder. Like, is Fish from Boulder? Or
Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
There you go.
Boom. Nailed it.
Is Big Head Todd?
I think so. Maybe he just plays a lot of concerts there.
Or is it just
maybe
the Monsters?
People in Boulder just like him. But yeah, there's definitely a Boulder association there.
Well, let's just say Big Head is from,
Now I gotta know.
Let's just say Big Head and Todd and the Monsters are from Boulder. If somebody said, yeah, they're from Denver, you wouldn't object to it. You wouldn't say, oh, yeah.
No, I'd be like, they're from Boulder. Yeah.
Yeah, but if somebody had said they're from Denver, but they're really from Boulder, you'd say, oh, okay, I get it. Same thing.
Well, if you would have said, like, Colorado, then yeah, that would be like the same thing. Sure. That's like, if you would have said Florida, then yeah, you would have covered it.
Fair point.
Yeah.
No, I blew it.
I get that right or what? Big Head Todd?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think I did.
No. I didn't arrogantly assume it like I did about... Oh, really?
Yeah?
Oh.
Dude, how about that?
So, Big Head Todd is from Denver.
Oh.
Well, it's the same thing.
Right? I see what you're doing, sure.
It's time for our injury report presented by Spine One. Graham Glasgow did not participate. He is doubtful. The big one, though... is Bradley Chubb. What is Chubb's status?
Yeah, everything's come back good on him. You know, all the tests were...
Glasgow. What is Chubb's status,
Yeah, he did yesterday about the same as he did on Wednesday. He did more today, so hopefully he'll be able to make it, but we'll see.
I was out there watching him. He was moving around all right.
So what do you think is going to happen?
It's almost identical to last week at this time. So it's really, really hard to predict.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, last week at this point, well, for a number of reasons, between the fact that the team tweeted out that he was going to play, between the fact that he was actually practicing, he was limited. It's not like he was out there full go, but he was limited. It just felt to me like, hey, why even have a guy go out there and be limited unless you plan on playing him? He's not coming back from like a long-term injury right now. Sometimes with a long-term injury, you do have like a rehab process that you say, okay, for the first week, you're going to get 5 reps a day. For the second week, you're going to get 10 reps a day. And then by the third week, we're going to let you go. But like on a short-term rehab process like this, which this was a new injury, it doesn't really work like that. It's either like you're good to go or you're not good to go. So my expectation, I guess, is the same expectation I had last week, which was wrong. But my expectation is that he's going to play in the game.
Okay. Me too. Well, Fangio did talk about it.
No, he didn't do it last Sunday. We knew enough, you know, see how he wakes up tomorrow. We're going to do a little walkthrough out there tomorrow, too.
Okay. I mean, I've heard this discussed earlier today on a couple of different shows here on The Fan. It's like, what are we doing? Just don't play Chubb. It's Jacksonville. It can be Jacksonville with our eyes closed. I mean,
yeah.
Rest up. What are we doing? We got a long way to go, hopefully, in this season.
I get that. I do. But what if it's the difference between a win and a loss? Like, you'd like to think that Bradley Chubb isn't going to be the difference.
Well, you would hope not, right?
Certainly in this game. I mean, you haven't felt as good about a game like this. Well, I guess in the most literal sense, since 2014.
Right.
That was the last time the Broncos were 6-point or more favorites on the road to go get a victory, right? Like, it's been a long, long time. So I understand what you're saying. I guess I'd look at it differently, though. Like, football players, you're good to go or you're not. And if you're good to go, I'm not trying to save you for anything because I'm trying to get you to go. Like, I'm trying to get you to play this weekend. And if you're not good to go, then don't play. I don't know why they're playing this weird game, though. Like, I don't know why they're going out there and having these limited reps throughout the week. It just, I don't know what's going on there. It does make me feel like somebody's not on the same page. Like, somebody's saying, hey, you're good to go. Maybe he's saying I'm not, or maybe it's vice versa. I don't know. It just feels like somebody's not on the same page in this situation.
That's our injury report presented by Spine One. Thank you to Spine One. We'll see with Bradley Chubb. I don't think it's make or break. It's starting to feel like these are you hurt or aren't you hurt? Are you hurt or aren't you hurt sort of problems the Broncos have had with a variety of players throughout the years. Are you hurt, Juwan James, or maybe you're not hurt? Are you hurt, Julius Thomas, or are you not hurt? What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
I guess the crazy one was Evan Mathis because he was hurt all the time and he still played.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes situations pop up with guys that you know that they are season-long hurt. Like, for the rest of the season, they're going to be hurt. Evan Mathis, that dude, when he played the game on the weekend, his hamstring, it would start to look normal by the time you get to Saturday. But then he'd play the game, and I'm talking from glute all the way down to his knee.
Disgusting.
Was purple because it would just start bleeding. Oh. It would bleed out for the rest of the game.
Every week.
Every single week. Oh, and so then he wouldn't practice throughout the week, and you'd get to Sunday, and he'd do it all over again. Sometimes you've got situations like that.
What would he do for conditioning?
You know, he was a gym freak, so if there's one thing you never had to worry about with Evan, it was keeping himself in shape. So that dude lived in the weight room.
And so he could still do upper body or something?
Oh, absolutely. And whether, like there's arm bike machines, there's the ellipticals, there's, the VersaClimber. The VersaClimber, that's one of the best you could possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff. That he gets it in. I mean, you didn't have to worry about conditioning with Evan.
All right. But some injuries, you just can't, you know. I guess you can always do something, I suppose.
I got a new iPad, and I can't figure out how to turn the sound off. I keep getting these sounds, and I've got the sound all the way down, but it doesn't have the switch like my old one did.
Yeah,
where you could just hit the vibrate, like, and it turns the vibrate. Why can't I get the sound to just be off?
Who's the old man now?
Huh?
Yeah, who's the old man now?
Goodness. Settings. What do I do in settings?
Wow. And I'm
sounds,
the old guy.
Sounds.
I'm the old guy.
Ringer and alerts. Okay. But how come when I got I already hit all the way down on the buttons, it still was coming up? Huh?
Hey, it's almost 5 o'clock. We're a half hour late for the Blue Plate special. Do you want more advice or do you just want to eat?
No, just thank goodness you got your stinking pick'ems figured out. The show was about to explode. And thank goodness you got the coffees approved, so we're allowed to have some bets moving forward. Because yesterday, when you came in here with this guilt trip about how you couldn't afford to buy coffees for us anymore, and that you sat one for the team, you sat one out, you bought all of us a coffee, but not you, mm-hmm. because your wife was mad at you, tried to make us all feel like we're not allowed to enjoy our game anymore.
Had coffee? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
I drank
but
coffee.
But you know what you did?
The free coffee.
You stabbed the ball we were playing with. That's what you did. It was very similar to what you did with Zach Bye. You stabbed the ball.
Come on.
We've got a coffee thing going on, and you're like, nobody's going to enjoy the coffee thing.
Don't be a sourpuss. We're good with coffees and the best. Don't worry about it. We're good.
Are you sure?
Oh, by the way.
Because yesterday I didn't feel good.
By the way, did you check your donations for Pedal with Plumbus recently?
I've not, but I'd be happy to.
Maybe you should check that.
I will do
calling me a cheapskate. Maybe you should.
Look.
You know today's payday,
I'm very grateful for whatever you donated.
It's because today's payday.
I'm very, very grateful. But when you come in here and you try to make us feel guilty about the coffees that you owed us,
Tyler,
that doesn't work for me. Now, talk about stabbing the ball that we're all playing with.
Hold on. Would you rather of me have told you I got to wait till Friday to pay off that little bet, or would you rather have the coffee that day?
If you had to wait till Friday to pay off the coffee, I'm really concerned about big picture. Like, whatever's going on, big picture.
No, you all
should. If you need to wait till Friday to buy that coffee, I'm really concerned big picture.
All right, so just don't worry about it. Just look at your donations for Pedal with Plumbus. That's all. And I told you the old D-Mac would come through. And it's not that I'm cheap. Sometimes timing matters.
Sure. Well, I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah. Well, you should check it out. I just want
to tell everybody.
No. You don't have to tell anybody, but it's the deal's done. That's all. That's all I'm going with. The deal's done. And it was what I told you.
I don't have the back end pulled up right now, but I can see we are over $104,000. We're at $104,815
right now. Look at that. How about that?
So that feels like a generous donation from you, unless there was other people involved.
104.8, the fan. I have a rock and roll, I have a rock and roll life, because I came here when I was, working there at the KBPI before it was a country station. And, so I have some rock and roll brethren still in the music business around here. And I heard from one of them that wants to stay on the down low. But this rock and roll legend here in town wants to point out Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Yeah, not from Boulder.
The band members went to Columbine High School. And CSU.
Oh.
And Todd went to CSU.
So where did but no Boulder Association?
So the band you pointed out is actually a Fort Collins CSU band.
Are we sure? Are we sure?
I'm showing you who I'm showing you who I got my information from.
Well, look, I mean, she's a very biased source. Yeah, and I put a she out there. Yeah, she's a very biased source.
Stop.
Very, very biased.
Stop.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock, thank God. Let's move along.
Hey guys, Tyler Palumbis here to tell you about my new friends at Assignar. Colorado contractors get paid faster and save big time money with Assignar managing their construction operations. From instant crew and equipment scheduling to digital time tracking and forms, contractors using Assignar are averaging $30,000 per year in savings. Collect data from the field to make informed decisions from the office with Assignar platform and mobile app. Go to keepbuilding.com to request your free demonstration of Assignar and see how much your business can save.